It's 23rd of December and it's almost Christmas, one of the main and brightest holidays of the year. Even if you are not Christian and have a vague idea of Christ and the Bible, these are wonderful winter days designed for relaxation, family evenings and meetings with friends, but Ukrainians cannot afford it. The terrible mortal danger has not disappeared. It still controls thousands of square miles of our territory, still torments hundreds of thousands of people and threatens to kill millions. Sitting at the festive table, raising glasses and praying, please remember the endless thousands of Ukrainians who are deprived of all this simply because their neighbors decided to play the great empire, killing, making refugees or orphans, a huge numbers of innocent people along the way. Christmas is a holiday of hope. After all, Jesus Christ gave people hope that everything in the world could be different if people learn to love each other. And his birthday is also the birthday of this hope. But I don't know if it will ever be possible not only to love, but at least to forgive those who are now killing Ukrainians, those who justify these murders, those who pay with their taxes for all the new madness of the maniac Russian state. I think I will never forgive and of course will not love these people. And that means I am a bad Christian. Although to be honest, I'm not a Christian at all. I go to church very rarely and only to look at icons or frescoes, to listen to hymns or an organ. Maybe I don't believe in God, but I do believe in people. I believe in Ukrainians, whose unparalleled feat is now saving the world from new dark times. I believe in people of goodwill from all over the world who help Ukraine to stand in the face of this insane bloodthirsty evil called modern Russia. I am very grateful to each of you for your help and your participation, for the weapons and equipment that go to Ukraine, for the fact that you accept Ukrainian refugees in your cities, for finding an opportunity to help thousands and thousands of Ukrainian families, including mine. You know, in a lot of books about the First World War, it is said that at the beginning of this war, the soldiers of all warring parties were sure that they would win very soon, that they would return home by Christmas. 10 months ago, I was sure I would be home in a couple of weeks, but I, like the soldiers of Great War, was cruelly mistaken. The end of the war is still not in sight, almost a year after it began. But I promise you that we will not give up, and we will hold on to victory. Believe in us and don't forget about us. Merry Christmas and be happy.